Good morning.
Some say you are getting out while the getting is good. Is that the way you see it?
Well, I think there is a strong correlation between my serving as the School of Journalism's director and the decline of the newspaper industry over the last 6 years. A number of people have said that there is a causal relationship.
But seriously, how do you see things? Are they as bleak as they appear to be to a lot of us?
I think we'll have a much better idea when the recession ends later this year. If the economy does begin to pick up at the end of the year and in 2010, will advertising return to many newspapers that are hurting right now for their business? It's not clear that it will.
When that money comes back, where is it going to go?
That's a real good question. Maybe it will go to social networking. Maybe the advertising business model has changed so dramatically that the old notion of mass advertising, even on a community scale, has been discredited, I think, to excess.
In fact, it's your contention that it's the larger newspapers that are hurting the most, and the smaller community newspapers are actually doing just fine right now.
Very, very well. And that point was brought home when I was at the State Newspaper Association meeting in Green Bay early in the year, to the point where fisticuffs almost broke out when a former student of mine from the Chicago Tribune began to bemoan the fate of newspapers. He was reminded that, no, actually, these smaller papers are doing quite well.
Where do you encourage young journalism graduates to look for work now? If student who has dreams of working at a big city paper, do they need to adjust their plans, or what should be their strategy?
Most of our students don't think about working for newspapers.
Is that right?
Because most of them don't consume newspapers. They tend to be niche-centered, the way a lot of our consumers are. And the students who have done well are those that identified a news niche, whether it's sports or something like food reporting, and are doing quite well with that. But it's very much against the grain of what our founder, Willard Bleyer, wanted, which was general interest reporting, people who, you know, covered the waterfront.
There's been a lot of discussion about journalism eventually becoming more of a nonprofit entity, more than the private enterprise as we know it now. Is that what you see?
I'm not sure anyone knows the future, and the ones who do, I'd be very suspicious of. The worry that a number of us have is what will happen to investigative journalism? What will happen to that reporting of scandal or of excess one level or another? Because that tends to be very costly. There is an argument out there that what news organizations will have to do is to rely on foundation money. There's a very intriguing argument that news organizations are going to have to adopt a public broadcasting model, where they're going to have to actually ask users to donate monies to support that kind of investigative reporting. And it's also a serious question for our democracy. Will we have people out there, being the watchdogs?